You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the Green Party.
Recently, the Green Party commissioned independent legal advice to look into the government's $200 million investment into new gas fields that was carried out last month and found out that the investment was in breach of the Agreement on Climate Change, Trade and Sustainability. Also, NZ First MP Shane Jones recently announced that he'd be drafting a members' bill to force Ngāpuhi into a single commercial settlement, which would prevent Hapū from negotiating separate commercial redresses and removing any reference to Hapū sovereignty from the settlement terms. And the Green Party recently issued calls to the New Zealand government to condemn the recent US strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities, almost a week after Iran and Israel had both been trading missile strikes between one another. For our weekly catch-up with the Green Party, I spoke with MP Huhanna Linden to get the party's take on all of these issues.
Can you tell us about the independent advice the Green Party commissioned, its findings, and what this means for the agreement?
Yeah, well, we commissioned the King's Council to look into the issue because in an understanding, you know, that the government had put aside $200 million to pay to the private sector for new gas field exploration. It was quite shocking once we understood that actually it was a breach of the trade agreements that are already in place. And, you know, knowing that Todd McClay only just released and signed the New Zealand trade deal with Costa Rica, Iceland, Switzerland last year, within 6 months, we've already breached that trade agreement. So what's that about?
So what could be the potential consequences of the government breaching this agreement through that investment?
Yeah, well, we're calling for answers right now, and we're not getting clear answers in terms of, well, first of all, you say that you care about energy security and regional resilience. Okay, so what does that look like in terms of renewable energy? Then you've set aside this $200 million to open up more exploration of gas fields, and we're asking the government to recall this fossil fuel handout that they're giving, because we need to focus on things that actually make a positive difference in our community. And it's certainly not gas exploration. We don't need any more of that in New Zealand.
How could violating this agreement impact our relationships with partnering countries that also signed the agreement?
Yeah, we've asked those questions right now in terms of what is the response when we know that we've breached this trade agreement with these countries, knowing that, you know, we have to make commitments on the international stage. And then we're opening up for other companies to come into New Zealand for further gas exploration in Aotearoa. And, you know, we're not against, of course, you know, working with business, but we need to be looking at energy, sustainability, resilience, and what's good for our regions. And we know that this gas exploration priority really undermines so many fundamentals in climate change and the way that our regions are reflected in investment. And, of course, now we've got that breach.
When the investment was initially made, Shane Jones said that natural gas exploration was critical for delivering secure and affordable energy for New Zealanders. How would you respond to that?
Yeah, no, I think that's debatable. Matua Shane says many things, and I think the people of New Zealand deserve to have absolutely sustainable and secure energy, but ultimately that requires us to really take a look at the way that the government is prioritising industries and with the gas. You know, like, do we need more of that in Taranaki? Just saying. We've got already Trans-Tasman resources. They're under attack as it is from the local community. We don't want any more of this in our communities. And Regional Council just stood and toe-suckled our local iwi and community opposition on these matters. So, you know, is the government going to listen? We'll wait and see.
And what would be a better use of public funds to make energy more affordable?
Oh, well, you know, if we think about the energy resilience that we could have, it would be investing in, you know, more solar panels from public buildings. Or what I? Let's look at the way that we could harness Ngāhihi or Kamanui Pera. We're really committed to the way with which we can use the dollar, but providing energy resilience in communities is something that we all benefit from, and there's many ways to use the dollar. It's not just in gas exploration and inviting in these external international companies to New Zealand.
All right, moving on to the next topic. NZ First MP Shane Jones recently announced that he'd be drafting a members' bill to force Ngāpuhi into a single commercial settlement. Under the proposal, Hapū would be prevented from negotiating separate commercial redresses, and any reference to Hapū sovereignty would be removed from the settlement terms. So my next question is, what was the Green Party's reaction to Shane Jones's announcement?
Yeah, absolutely shocked, but not surprised. Shane Jones has been vocal in this matter in the campaign trail in 2023, and now he's following through. Now, Ngā Hapū o Ngā Puhi are very clear in terms of what our bottom line, and Tino Rangatiratanga is one of them, which was affirmed by the Waitangi Tribunal in their Stage 1 report, known as Te Paparahi o Tiraki, where they affirmed that Ngā Hapū o Ngā Puhi did not cede sovereignty. So that's something that the government needs to come to grips with and come to the table to discuss in a meaningful way in order for conversations on settlement to take place now and into the future.
How do you expect this announcement and Shane Jones's members' bill to impact relations between the Crown and iwi?
Oh, it's impacting right now. There's an allergic reaction across the north as Ngā Hapū o Ngā Puhi. They're very clear that, you know, if we want to enter into negotiations, it needs to be on agreement and terms that are beneficial for all parties. You can't just go and make these directions upon hapū groups when they already know that they want to move according to their own tikanga. This should not be a directive of the Crown. And that's you know, one of the problems that we've got in this situation, is that we've got a minister basically setting out the terms as to how it's going to go. And Ngā Puhi's already stood against that in the past, and they'll continue to stand against it today.
While speaking to the media, Shane Jones said that the process of settling the Ngā Puhi claim had cost the government millions of dollars with, quote, nothing to show for it, and then further said that sovereignty was a diversion the New Zealand taxpayer could not afford to pay for. How would you respond to that?
The investment itself is something that each government needs to own in terms of the way that they have mishandled Ngā Hapū o Ngā Puhi. Governments have come and governments have gone, and they've continued to push a particular bent that does not suit our tribes. And so we are very clear, it will be hapū-led according to our own tikanga. It will not be led by a minister with his own views on how Ngā Puhi should negotiate and settle claims.
And how will the Greens respond if Shane Jones's bill is introduced to Parliament?
We will go into community, we will listen to the hapū, and we will stand in solidarity. Wherever the hapū takes us, we will listen and we will act.
All right, moving on to the last topic. The Green Party recently issued a call to the government to condemn the US strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities. This comes after Iran and Israel had both been trading missile strikes at one another throughout the course of the previous week. So next, I'd like to ask, can you tell us about the Greens' call to the government and why they should condemn the United States for their strikes on Iran?
It's not okay what's happening over there, and really aroha for all sides of this. But, you know, there's no use in having those from the US going in heavy-handed and trying to, you know, execute a ceasefire or peace according to, again, their own tikanga and imposing themselves in terms of what that looks like. When we saw the bombings, it was hard to watch knowing that, you know, these are communities, these are people, and we shouldn't be taking this approach in international relations. So, yeah, it is important that as New Zealand, as citizens of the world, that we do say, no, enough is enough. We do need a ceasefire. We need to stop this type of behaviour and come to the table together to really address what's going on here. And so, you know, I pay tribute to Marama Davidson and Chloe in the way that they have stood up and said, no, come on, New Zealand. We need to get in behind peace, and we need to push for peace at an executive level. We've got the Prime Minister in NATO right now. You know, come on, let's push as a country. We don't have to just sit silently and watch this happen.
2 days ago, Foreign Minister Winston Peters and Defence Minister Judith Collins both issued a joint statement calling on all parties to return to talks and stressing the need for diplomacy. Do you think that this is enough?
We think that we need to be really overt in our calls for peace, and I think that there's an opportunity for us to strengthen the way that we vocalise this. And now that, you know, we have the Prime Minister overseas in these talks, is to take leadership on the matter and to go out there with strength and call for the ceasefire to come to the table together and look for workable solutions. But, you know, what's happening to Iran is not okay. And we cannot forget and be distracted knowing what's happening in Palestine. The people in Palestine are still there and still seeking food, aid, and as a country and as, you know, members of society and the world, we need to be stronger on these matters.
And lastly, do you think that there's a possibility that New Zealand could get dragged into a wider regional conflict if things escalate?
Well, you know, that's one of the risks, eh? Certainly we're calling for peace. We're calling for a ceasefire to stop the shooting, stop the bombs, all of it, and come back to the table with some common sense. And I think, you know, as New Zealand, we can do that. We can take leadership in our region, and we shouldn't wait for others. This is an opportunity for us to take leadership on the world stage.
And that was the Green Party's Huhana Linden speaking to us about the government's breach of the ACCTS with their $200 million gas exploration investment, Shane Jones's members bill forcing Ngāpuhi into a single commercial settlement, and the Greens' call to the government to condemn the recent US strikes on Iran.
That was our weekly chat with the Green Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.